Real. Okay, next to fungicides. So funguses are quite hard to knock on the head. In the past, organomercury compounds were the typical things that we used. So Aratan was one that was used. So I've certainly gone and visited a cane farmer and found little bottles of Aratan sitting up in the cupboard in the back of the shed. So these things have been used in Queensland. Other compounds that work quite well, organotin compounds. So tributyl tin oxide, TBTO, has been used as a fungicide. In the boating industry, widely used as an antifoulant in boat paint. So they basically built this compound into the paint, paint the bottom of the boat with it, and it then slowly releases tributyl tin from the paint while the boat's sitting in the harbour. Now that tributyl tin then ensures that any piece of biology is not going to grow on that paint. It kills them off nice and dead. So algae, fungi, barnacles, and unfortunately also shellfish don't too well with it. Now the problem then becomes, so what happens to the boat when the paint sort of like falls off? So for instance, you take it to dry dock, clean all that paint off, where exactly does the tributyl tin oxide end up? Generally speaking, it ends up in the harbour, and then all your shellfish are dead. So back in 2003, there was an international ban on the use of tributyl tin oxide in antifoulant paints. Sometime around about then, there was a crowd downtown approached me to comment on the good quality of their product, which is designed for antifouling the bottom of boats which go out to the reef, which doesn't use chemicals. So this device here then is designed to be used by divers that jump over the outside of the boat, and they then suck this thing onto the bottom of the boat and scrub anything off. Okay, so it's simply a manual thing, but now I'm not sure how much has been adopted by the boat industry, but certainly it's a very significant thing for reef operators. If you have a decent little crop of slimy things on the bottom of your boat, then it takes the boat speed down substantially, and that is just costing some serious money. So you want a nice shiny bottom of your boat, and this one here, which is called the hull scrubber, was one thing developed in Portsmouth to get around the problem. Quite easy to use. The tributyl tin then that was being released then from dry docks and just in general in the environment with lots of boats can take our shellfish down at very low levels. So this is 0.02 ppb is enough to be lethal to shellfish. So that's why there was an international ban put in place. For humans, it's got relatively low human toxicity. Like, I've used it in the lab, and it's not stuff that you want to play around with that much. It is